Praise God. Welcome to WW Pray. It's a worldwide prayer meeting that originates from here in New York City at Times Square Church, right on Broadway at 51st. And tonight we have in the sanctuary on upwards of 1,500, it'll soon be 1,800 people that are fasting and praying and believing God. With those that have submitted prayer requests, we have, as of tonight, 10,100 prayer requests from 100 nations. We are a people, I believe, being called of God to pray like never before, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ for a spiritual awakening in our generation. And truly, we need an awakening. At least in this country, America, we're on a moral landslide downward, and we need the touch of God in an unprecedented way. Right this very moment, our Supreme Court are making decisions that will affect the morality of this nation and our days ahead and our future. And we need to pray that God give them the wisdom that could only come from heaven. And Father, we pray for the Supreme Court of the United States of America. We pray for these justices to do right. Lord, the scripture says that the heart of kings is in your hand. And so the heart of these men and women, they're in your hand. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to have them judge on the side of life. We believe in life, and we ask you to have them do this. Father God, move upon their hearts. Speak to them in dreams. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this, God. We ask you to halt the moral landslide in this nation and give us a season of life. Give us a season of breath, O God, in your house where we can come back together as your people and begin to pray and believe you for the miraculous again. Help us, Lord, to esteem our children as precious in this nation. Every son, every daughter that walks the streets of this city, every toddler, my God, you said in your word that one of the signs of the last days is that you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to their fathers. You said if this didn't happen, the earth would be smitten with a curse. And so, God, we ask you to turn our hearts to our children as a nation and turn the hearts of the children back to their fathers. And God, let there be a glorious shout of victory in this country one more time as you literally invade the house of God. Father, we thank you for this with everything in us, Lord God. We are believing you for an awakening, Lord Jesus Christ. You breathed on dead bones in the Old Testament and brought them back to life again. They had died around their altars, but you brought them back to life. And so we stand before you tonight, Jesus, and we believe that you can bring back to life your house in this country one more time. And around the world, Lord, you can breathe on your house and bring your house back to life again. One more time, one more time, one more time for the glory of God. Father, we thank you for this with all our heart tonight. We thank you that as we pray this evening, Lord, it pleases you to answer us. It pleases you, Almighty God, to move your hand and do what only could be done by the hand of God. For the glory of the name of Jesus, the Son of God, this is our heart's cry, Lord, that your name be glorified again in our society, our cities, O God, and in this world. Let the name of Jesus be glorified one more time. And we pray this. We pray it believing in Jesus' name. I want to share with you just a short word before we go back to worship and then go into prayer this evening. Now, these are the words of Jesus. He's talking about prayer now. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Number one, it's midnight. There's no doubt in my heart that we're living at the midnight hour. This is a dark time. We're on the threshold of the return of Jesus Christ and an unprecedented rebellion against everything of God on a worldwide level. It's midnight. And I don't know about you, but I need the three loaves that God has for me. I need the compassion of God the Father. I need the victory of God the Son. And I need the power of God the Holy Spirit. I need all three of these things in my life. I need to feel in my heart. I thank God that lately I'm looking into prayer requests that are coming in, and the Lord is drawing my heart out because he has compassion for every person, every need, every circumstance, every cry that is. Remember, he came to Moses and said, I've come down to deliver my people because I've heard the cry. And I need the victory of the cross in my life, just like you need the victory. I need to be walking in victory. I need to know the victory. I need to understand what God can do. I need to experience it all personally. And I thank God that's been a great measure of my life as well. And I need the power of the Holy Spirit. I need the power of God to believe, and so do you. Because a friend of mine's come before me in his journey, and this man says, I have nothing to set before him. We need the power of God, the compassion of God, the victory of Christ in our prayers. Otherwise, we just come together and we whine and nothing gets done. I want faith when I come to the throne of God, and God wants faith. Now here, listen to what Jesus said. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. And my children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. And a lot of people have that impression about God. Don't trouble me. I'm busy. I've got things that I'm doing. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as much as he needs. The word importunity means technically recklessness, or may I put it in our terms, just because this man won't go away. I'm not going away until I get what I'm asking you for. You see, this man came to his friend's door and says, I got somebody who needs bread, and you've got bread. And so I'm going to stand at this door, and I'm going to knock until you give me what I need for the sake of somebody else. Remember, it's for somebody else's sake he's asking. Many times we go to prayer meetings, all we do is pray for ourselves. But this prayer meeting is different. In this prayer meeting, we're praying for other people. And God gives us a promise that in the measure you give, it will be given back to you again. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now he says, and I say unto you, remember, though he won't get up for any other reason, but because this man refuses, or this woman will not go away, says, I'm not going away empty-handed. I've got a friend that needs something, and I know you have what is needed. And he says, because this person refuses to take no for an answer, he will get up and give the person at his door as much as he needs. Now Jesus gives the interpretation of what he's saying. Listen to these words. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. These are the words of Jesus. Now I'm just following through the text here. It's Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 5 to verse 13. Everyone that asks receives. And so you can have that expectation tonight. God, I'm coming to you for the sake of somebody else. And I'm going to knock because you said if I knock, it's going to be open to me. And I'm going to ask because you said everyone who asks receives. And he that seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. And then he even takes it to a deeper level in the last three verses. He said, if a son asks bread of any of you that is a father, will you give your son a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, that's evil in comparison to God, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is red letter in my Bible. That means that these are words directly from the mouth of Jesus. We have a friend from all over the world. God bless you tonight, those that are joining with us online. Many of you are, it's the middle of the night, and yet you're with us. I think of Margaret in Australia joins us for virtually every meeting. She and her son, there are people in India, Africa, all over the world that are with us online, live, right now, praying with us. And we're going to pray. And we're going to believe God because Jesus has told us that if we ask, it will be given. If we seek, we'll find. And if we knock, it shall be opened. So we're going to pray for you. And you're going to pray for us. And we're going to believe as we look away from our own needs and pray for the needs of others, that God is not only going to answer our prayer. He's going to give us the Holy Spirit in the measure we need. Thank God. I need the power to believe God for the power. I'm that dependent on the Lord. But I know whom I have believed, as Paul said, and I am persuaded. I am persuaded with all of my heart. I am persuaded that neither height nor depth nor anything that comes against me can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I am persuaded that God wants us to pray tonight and longs to answer our prayer more than we long for them to be answered. I am persuaded of these things. Father, I thank you tonight that as we pray, you're going to move heaven and earth to answer our prayer. Thank you, Lord, you're going to heal the sick that are sick in body. You're going to do miracles tonight. Thank you, Lord. You're going to open prison doors to those that are bound, and you're going to set the addicted and the oppressed free from mental torment, from physical torment, from all kinds of substance abuse. Lord, you're going to set people free from immorality and addiction tonight. You're going to heal those that have been bruised in heart. You're going to give sight to the blind. You're going to show people a way into life and out of captivity. You're going to give hearing to the deaf. Those who have not been able to hear the promises of God and the Word of God, you're going to open our ears tonight, and you're going to show us and give us life. My God, my God, my God, you're going to bring our churches back to life again as we begin to pray. As we begin to pray, as we begin to pray, you're going to breathe life into that which is dead. You brought Lazarus out of the grave. You can bring anything back to life that you want to. We thank you for this tonight with all of our heart. My God, I pray for deliverance tonight for those that are alone in their home and they're sitting in front of their laptop and they're saying, how will I ever find the power of God? I pray right now for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. The glory of God to come into that room in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every power of the devil, every power of evil, every power of bondage, and every power of captivity. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the holy name of God. You online, you shout out to God tonight too as well. Glory to the name of God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory and power and majesty and honor and dominion are thine. Glory to the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We accept defeat no more. We live on the victory side. We live on the victory side. We live on the victory side. In the mighty, unmatchable name of Jesus. Give God a shout of glory in this house tonight. Glory to God. April, at the beginning of April, Times Square Church is beginning a subway ad campaign. For this prayer meeting, we're going to be going out numerous subway cars with 1,000 posters. And they'll look something like what you see up here above you. There's four versions which start with, let us pray for you. Each one features a different prayer request and a text message on the phone. And our hope is that people sitting or standing near these ads will just text their prayer request right then and there and visit the website. To see what God is doing through this prayer meeting. Now, very shortly on our website, for those that are online with us tonight, for those in the continental United States, the text will work from where you are, but outside of the country, they don't. So we're going to have a second subway or poster available for download for those who want to download it and put it throughout your community, whatever country you happen to be in. And you'll be able to download a version of it, and we'll have that very, very shortly for you. I'm going to ask Vicki Griffin if she would come. She's one of our spiritual leaders here at Times Square Church. And want to pray tonight for especially the high schoolers traveling the subways to and from home, as well as other people, obviously. But they'll just see that somebody is praying for you. And text in your prayer requests. I think we're going to get a flood of these things when it gets out there. People are afraid. Young people are afraid of the future. There's a lot of difficulty and addiction and such like and abuse going on. And we're going to put them up as they come in. They'll be coming in, and some of them will be, you know, young people that text the way they speak. So we'll just put them up the way we get them. And we're going to pray. We'll try to sanitize some of the bad words, I guess, as they come in. But, you know, we can't expect people who have not been in church to speak the language the way we do. So you understand that. But we're going to pray. We're going to believe God for especially our young people. And folks, let's gather in a gather with three or four people around you if you can, and lift up your voice tonight. And those online, would you pray for New York City and pray for your own community as well, for young people to be able to find a prayer meeting like this where they can come in even online and be part of this prayer meeting and let God begin to touch their lives. Vicky's going to lead us in prayer.
Oh, Lord Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the young people of this city, Lord Jesus. Lord, high school students, Lord God, junior high students, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Lord God, young people that are in colleges, Lord God, in universities, Lord God, all around this city, Lord God, and around the world, Lord God. God, we lift them up to you today, Lord God. Lord, the enemy has come against them, Lord God, in such a great way, Lord God, with such a ferocity, oh God. But Lord God, you said, Lord God, that we could stand, Lord God, that our heads would be harder than theirs, Lord God, our desire to see you, Lord God, deliver them, Lord God, our desire to see you, Lord God, set them free, Lord God, you told us not to be afraid, Lord God, Lord, that we could stand, Lord God, and God, we come to you today, Lord God, and we're standing in the gap today, Lord God, oh God, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, that you would raise up, Lord God, raise up teachers, Lord God, and administrators, Lord God, in schools, Lord God, all across the country, oh God. Lord God, that would be willing to stand for you, Lord God. That would be willing, Lord God, to bridge the gap, oh God. God, I pray, oh Jesus, Lord God, that you would give them the courage and the boldness, oh God, to speak to these young people, Lord God. Those that are in despair, Lord God. Lord, those, Lord God, that are confused, Lord God, about their identity, oh God. God, I pray, oh God, that you would move in the hearts, Lord God, of those leaders, Lord God, those teachers, those principals, oh God, that know you, Lord God, that they would speak a word that is in season, oh God, to these young people, Lord God, a bondage-breaking word, oh God. Lord God, that they would give them hope, Lord God, and a future, Lord God, that they would remind them, Lord God, of the calling that God has and the plan that God has for their lives, oh God. In Jesus' precious name, God, I pray, oh God, as these ads go up, Lord Jesus, that young people that are on the trains, Lord God, coming home from school, oh God, would look, Lord God, even in the midst of their conversations, Lord God, they would stop, God, and they would take notice, oh God, and they would look and they would see, Lord God, that there is another way, oh God, that you have a plan, Lord God, that there is a way out, oh God. Do it, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name. God, I pray, Lord God, I pray for students, college students, Lord God, as they're traveling to and fro, God, that they would see, Lord God, that you have healing for them, God, that they would see, oh God, that you have deliverance for them, Lord God, that they would see, oh God, that there's a way out of their situations, oh God, that you have the peace that they're looking for, oh God, that you, Lord God, want to be their friend, oh God, that you, Lord God, you're not about religion, oh God, but you're about a relationship, Lord God, that they would see that you desire, oh God, to have a living relationship with them, oh God. And God, today, we know that you can do it, Lord God. We know that you can do it. God, I pray, Lord God, for young people on the trains and buses, oh God, those that have been raised up in the church, oh God, those, Lord God, that have been running away from you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that it would be a reminder, Lord God, that you're searching them out, oh God. Lord God, that you're looking, Lord God, oh God, to establish that relationship with them, oh God. God, I pray that you would do it in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray today, Lord
Jesus, oh God, that you would give us faith, Lord God, to believe you, Lord God, to do the miraculous, Lord God, that you would remind us, oh God, that nothing is too hard for you, Jesus. And Lord, where we lack, Lord God, that you would provide, oh God, what we need, God, in order to believe you, God, for miracles, Lord God, in our schools, oh God, in our communities, oh God. God, touch the drug dealers on the corner, God. Touch the gang members, Lord God, walking up and down the streets, oh God. Touch the young people locked up in the precincts, oh God. Touch the young people, Lord God, in juvenile facilities, oh God. Lord God, that they would know there's a God in heaven that loves them, that died for them, that lives to make intercession for them. Oh God, do it. We ask in Jesus' name. Oh Jesus, let us never get weary, oh God, crying out to you. Help us to be persistent, Lord God, never stopping, never failing, God. Oh God, by your strength, God, we'll cry out. By your strength, God, we'll cry out, God. Oh God, we love you, God, and we believe you tonight. We believe you tonight. We believe you tonight. We believe you, God. We believe you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There's a lot of prayer requests come in, but I see tonight a lot of marriages in trouble. And here's one from Toronto, Canada. Please pray for my sister who's going through a tough time in her marriage. Another one from Canada needs prayer for salvation for her husband. Pray for strongholds to be broken in my life. From Long Island, pray for the restoration of my marriage. Going through a divorce, my wife does not want to reconcile. Lord, bring down the walls of Jericho and heal us. We'll be praying for you tonight, sir. We're going to believe God for your situation. I trust that by this time next week, you're going to see a praise report come up from you. Orlando, Florida, came in at 6:57 tonight. I'm asking for God's guidance over my marriage, which is on the verge of divorce. From Spain, please pray for my marriage. I need a miracle of restoration. I'm going through a dark time. The message on Sunday here at Times Square Church greatly encouraged me. Thank you. From Oklahoma, please pray for the comforter to help me since my wife passed away on July 25th. We'll pray for you today, sir. God bless you. And New York, I need prayers for a spouse. I've been praying to God for a good husband who will love and respect me. It's hard waiting. A lot of people here understand that. Please pray for my sister's marriage. This is Florida. Her husband stated he wants to commit suicide and file for divorce after 21 years of marriage. And from New York City, my husband is a Christian, but he struggles with trying to break free from drug addiction. We are separated. I believe Jesus for a miracle. Well, so do I, my sister. I do with all my heart. We also need to pray. You know, this society in America, for instance, has been such a breakdown of the family that in many young people, marriage is no longer desirable. And I've talked to young people who say, well, if what my mom and dad had or the pain that they inflicted on me when they left me when I was just a young child, I don't really want to be part of this. And it's created a generation now that's afraid of commitment one to another. And there's a fear that needs to be broken in this generation, especially in New York City. Young people are afraid of marriage. They're afraid of being given for another person. They're afraid of a lifetime commitment. But I want to remind you that that is God's plan for humanity. It's not our plan. It's God's plan. And marriage is a good thing. And I thank God in this church, for example, all of our leadership have strong marriages. And I thank God for that with all of my heart. I really do. So I've asked one of our staff members to come at this time and pray, lead us in prayer. Her name is Allie. She's one of our staff here, and she's going to pray for the marriages that are, there's so many in trouble and need miracles, and so many that are lonely and need to realize that it's not a disadvantageous thing to get married. If the scripture does say if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I thank God. I remember years ago when I was only 19, but when Pastor Teresa, who wasn't a Pastor Teresa then, she was just Teresa then, she walked through the door, I knew I had found a good thing. I knew it in my heart. Oh, thank God. Thank God. You know, with all the resolutions to be single for X number of years go right out the window when the right person comes around the corner. And so we're going to believe for that, for you too as well. Praise God. Allie, come lead us in prayer. Turn, will you please? Just join with a few people around you and let's pray together. Lift up your voice tonight for marriages.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, you're worthy in this place. God, we lift you up. You are the Almighty God. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You are the creator of all things good. God, you mesh things together. You create something beautiful out of nothing. And Lord, we have seen the statistics, even amongst the church of division. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring unity, Father, amongst the husbands and the wives. God, our hearts wrench, our hearts cry as we hear the cry of those whose marriages are broken. They feel like they want to give up, but Lord, I pray that they will press forward, Lord, that they will not give up. They will not give in to the plans of the enemy, but they will give in to your perfect plan. For you know the plans you have for them, says the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts who is fighting for them, Lord. Jesus, I pray that you will bring a courage in their hearts, God, to not give up, Lord. God, I pray that you will make these homes a home of prayer. You said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Lord, we're not going to limit you. We're not limiting you to a church building, Father. You can inundate these homes, Lord, and touch these husbands and these wives. Lord, I pray that you will raise up men of faith. Your word says, who can find a faithful man? Lord God, raise up faithful men who will love their wives the way you love the church, God. That will lay down their lives for their wives, oh God. God, give them a vision where they can't see a vision, Lord. All they see is maybe the pornography, Lord. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life. The temptations of this world on the media. I pray that you will shut those down, Lord. I pray that you will create in them a disgust for these things, Lord, and that you will create within them a new heart, Lord. Make them David's. Make them righteous before you, not in their own strength, but in the strength of the Lord. I pray for an anointing upon these men, Lord, that they will rise up like warriors, Lord, who are not afraid of what the world has to say, who are not afraid of their past, who are not afraid of their family lineage, even if their fathers left their mothers, Lord, raise up faithful men, oh God. And God, I pray for the women, Lord, these tender-hearted women. God, I pray for healing. I pray that you will patch up their hearts, Lord. God, give them a faith. Give them an endurance. Give them a strength. Lift up their heads, oh God. Lift up their heads, Father. Though they see brokenness around them, I pray that they would grasp the hand of their husband and they will believe in faith that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above what they can ask or think. God, we are not praying to deaf ears. We're praying to a God whose ears are open. We're praying to a God who can do the miraculous. Do a miraculous thing, oh God. God, we remind you that the world is looking on. They're looking to the church. They're looking to us, oh God. God, we're praying. We're praying, oh God, we're crying out to you. We're asking you, Father, to do this, and we know that you will. God, as you raise up the walls in Nehemiah's days, I pray that you will do that tonight. Do that tonight, oh God, that the children will look on and see that you are a faithful God. The children will see the creator within their fathers. They will see the characteristics of the creator within their mothers, oh God. That they will know that you are faithful. They will know that you are God of unity, not division. We dispel, we cast down the spirit of division in the name of Jesus. The spirit of anger in the name of Jesus. The spirit of pornography in
the name of Jesus, God. Raise up a righteousness and a truth and a justice in the homes of these people who are crying out to you, oh God. Let your presence be so known, oh God, so thick, oh God, that the enemy will not be able to get in. The enemy will not have a gainsay in these testimonies of these men and women, oh God. Raise them up in the faith. Raise them up to be preachers together, oh God. Raise them up to be missionaries together, Lord, starting within their home and to their neighbors and to the ends of the earth. God, you are faithful. You are a loving God. We thank you, Jesus, that in these last days the enemy will not have his way. We thank you, God, in these last days that there is a shout, Lord. God, we look upon these marriages, oh God. We look upon these situations and we see dead bones. But we know that the God who created these bones will breathe life into them. You will raise up an exceedingly great army for your name and for your glory alone, God. We praise you, Jesus. We lift you up, oh God. God, because you are worthy and you are faithful, Father. We're not praying to a dead God. We're praying to a God who is alive, who is a real Lord, who hears the cry of our hearts and will do whatever we ask in your name, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. We love you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We have so many needs and requests for healing tonight. That's just, we have a flood coming in of requests. Pray for me in Brooklyn. I have hepatitis C. Pray for healing for Soraya. Pray for her freedom from guilt and to know that she is forgiven. Brooklyn, Gabriel, 5 years old, will be having an evaluation on Monday. I'm standing and believing for healing. Pray in Arizona for our son and grandson. We all have a seizure disorder. Our son is experiencing terrible symptoms. Grantville, Pennsylvania, pray for my grandfather, Antonio. He's in chemotherapy for cancer, in despair, and he's unsaved. Lindale, Texas, Joe, age 60, has Parkinson's disease for 8 years. We're praying for healing, that he'll be doing well. Sunday for our daughter's wedding. We're going to believe with you in Lindale, Texas, for this. Pray for healing of cancer and other health issues and for my salvation. We see so many of those. People are texting in from all over the world who are not saved. And they're coming into this meeting and they somehow know that they need to receive Christ as Savior. My cousin in North Carolina, this is from North Carolina, is having surgeries all alone, no family, no friends. Pray that somebody visit him. Thank you, Jesus. From New Jersey, pray with us for our grandpa, Buddy. He's in hospital tonight. He has been healed by God several times before. We're believing for healing one more time. Port Charlotte, Florida. I pray the Lord will heal me from spinal stenosis, nerve root damage in both legs, and a tumor in my brain. From New Jersey, pray for Jonathan. He's 20 years old and has lupus, kidney disease, heart murmur, celiac disease, and depression. He also needs to have hip surgery. We'll be praying for him tonight. California, pray for my healing. I've had a condition for 40 years and no one can give me answers. I'd rather be with Jesus than stay on this earth. New Jersey, Erica needs a complete healing. She's lost a baby 4 months ago and has a septic infection throughout her body. She has 9 children to care for at home. Please pray for 4-year-old Sophia, who suffers from life-threatening disease. A miracle is needed. Again, we go on and on with all of these. Washington, D.C., pray for a total healing in my body and in my wife's, and for strength to get us through this very trying and painful time. Oakland, I'm 60, and, oh, this is interesting. Praise God, you've healed me. What can I do for you? I like that. Thank God. We're going to pray for you in Oakland tonight. South Africa, pray for gluttony. I'm obese. I have a binge eating disorder, which prevents me from serving God. I do love Jesus, but I'm not walking with God as I should. And there's a couple in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Alex and Adrian are having skull surgery tomorrow, it looks like, at the Morristown Hospital. They're five-year-old twins. It sounds to me like they're joined and they're going to be separated, so we need to really pray for them. And one last one, Palm Beach, Florida. Pray for my son, who has a bipolar and ADD. Pray that God takes this away from him and lets him lead a normal life. He's 24 years old. And they just keep coming in from everywhere, all over the world. And thank God that we can believe for miracles. I do believe with all my heart. I do. I know whom I have believed. I believe for healing with everything in me, because Jesus is going to glorify his name in this generation. And for those who need healing online with us tonight, I want you to lift your hands. Those that are online, lift your hands if you need healing in your physical body and just surrender it to God. And we're going to pray for you and we're going to believe. We've had some spectacular touches of God come upon people who've done this. You just simply believe with us that as we pray that God's going to touch your life and he's going to heal you. I'd like Andrew to come. If you can, Andrew, could you slip out of where you are? And as one of our musicians, he's going to lead us in prayer this evening for physical healing. And let's believe God for miracles tonight. So I'm going to ask, we won't turn, just everyone in the sanctuary. We're now praying for everyone online. There's thousands of people out there. Many need physical healing, or they have somebody in their life who needs a healing. And we're going to lift our hands and we're going to believe God. Now, you remember again, in the measure you meet, it will be measured to you again. You'll be surprised. You start praying for somebody else and watch what God is about to do in your life. Let's pray together. God bless you. Thank you. 3 or 4 minutes. Okay.
Lord God, thank you so much for the privilege to come before you, God, and to pray for healing, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you would touch these twins, God, who are going to have surgery tomorrow, that you would give skill to the surgeons, that you would guide the knife, that you would guide the nurses, Lord God, that you would be there in that operating room, Lord God, that there would be a miracle, Lord God, and that you would allow them to be completely whole after the surgery is over, Lord God. We pray for the young man, Lord God, who has lupus and all the other diseases that he mentioned, Lord God, that you would miraculously heal him in the name of Jesus. That you would just come right now if he's online, Lord God, that you would just give him the faith to lift his hands. Give him the faith to lift his hands. And anybody else, God, who's dialing in and coming into the stream, Lord God, that you would give them the faith. There's no magical formula in lifting our hands. We know that, God, but we know that you want us to have faith. So we come right now, God, and we even have faith for them, Lord God. If they don't have enough faith, we come right now in the name of Jesus with faith and boldness, saying, Lord God, that we know that you can heal. We know that you've healed in the past, Lord God, like the young man who gave his testimony from Summit, Lord God, that you completely healed him, Lord God. We know you can do it. We know you've done it. And we know you'll do it again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would give us the faith to believe that you can move the mountain, Lord God, that you can move the mountain, Lord God, of healing, not just of physical disease, but of mental torment, God. People who are being tormented by the enemy, telling them that they're a loser, telling them that they can't serve God. We pray for people with eating disorders, God, people who are addicted to all sorts of different things, God, that you would heal them, that you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you heal my grandfather, God, that you would touch his life and touch his body, Lord God, that he's at the end of his life, Lord, and he doesn't know you, Lord Jesus. I pray and I ask my brothers and sisters to also pray for my grandfather, God, that you would save him in the name of Jesus, that you would heal him from the cancer that's in his body, and that you would just touch him, Lord God, and heal him from the bitterness that's in his heart, Lord God, towards you since he was a kid, God. And anybody else, Lord God, who thinks that you're angry at them, God, I just ask that you pour your spirit upon them and let them know, God, that you love them and that you care about them and that you want to heal them, God, and that you want to be a friend to them, Lord God, and you want to be a father to them. You want to be a helper to them, Lord God, and you want to be there for them, Lord God. We thank you, God, We thank you, God, for the answered prayers that we know are going to happen, God. We thank you before we even hear the report, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that there are going to be people who are going to be texting in, emailing in, saying, God, this night when I lifted my hands, I was healed. I was healed in the name of Jesus. So we give you thanks, we give you glory, and we give you honor.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for his presence in the house this evening. I'm here just to remind you that we come to him by invitation. We don't have to push any door open. We don't have to strive and try to convince God to accept our presence. He's the one who has invited us. Hebrews 4:16 said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. How many need mercy tonight? How many need grace tonight? I just want to remind you of a young lady named Hadassah. We know her as Queen Esther in the Old Testament. One of my favorite stories. We could all relate to her. She's chosen out of a place of obscurity and lowliness and set in the context of royalty. She becomes the queen almost immediately. Not by doing anything, not by performing, not by proving any talents of her own, just because the king fell in love with her and chose her. You and I can relate, because out of obscurity and lowliness and sin and depravity, Jesus Christ gave his life. While we were yet sinners, he was crucified for you and I. He chose us because he loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he gave himself for us because he loved us. She was made beautiful at the expense of the king. She was separated and just pampered. And she got all the royal makeup and the royal dressing. And just she enjoyed the luxuries of the king. And it was all at the king's expense. She didn't have to take anything out of her pocket and try to make a way to impress the king. It was all at the expense of the king. Do you know that at the cross, Jesus has provided everything you and I need to be accepted in the beloved before the Father? Sometimes we try to impress him with fancy words. Sometimes we come into his presence. We feel we have to pray in King James and we have to say the these and the thous. And he's not impressed by any of that. He loves you. He lavishes his love upon you. And he's the one that has invited us to come boldly into his throne room of grace. She was placed strategically in a place to be salvation and deliverance for a people who were living in a perilous time, in a dark time, where there was a plan of evil against the people to kill them, to destroy them, young and old and everyone in between. The plan was going forward, and she was set for that time and that specific place to be set in the kingdom of that day and age to enter into the presence of the king and plead for the people. And you and I have been set apart for this day and age, for such a time as this, in the darkness of our generation, to come boldly into the presence of the king and ask him to, we plead for this nation. We plead for the young people. We plead for the lost. We plead for the hurting. We plead for those who don't even have a voice, who don't even know how to call unto God. We call out for them. You and I have been called for this strategic moment in this hour. If you don't understand that, please ask God. God, why am I here? Why am I being called to pray? You have been called to be salt in the earth, light in the earth. You've been called to make a difference in this generation, in your neighborhood, in your family, in your workplace. Hallelujah. Just like Esther, we were placed strategically in this place, in this time, for such a time as this. She was made aware of the perilous time and the evil of the day she lived in. And at the same time, she feels a sense of powerlessness. She looks to herself and says, what can I do? I haven't been invited into the presence of the king. I haven't been called. He hasn't called me for a long time. And I know the danger of going into his presence without being called. She remembers Queen Vashti that was invited to go into the presence of the king. And she didn't go. And she was released from her offices of queen because she didn't accept the invitation of the king. And no one was allowed in those days to come into the presence of the king of Persia without a formal invitation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She had to be invited, and she understood that she needed an invitation to come into his presence. You and I have been invited. We don't have to fear. I wonder if he'll accept me. I wonder. I haven't gone to church in so long. I haven't given offering in so long. I wonder if he even accepts my prayer. I haven't entered the doors of a church. I haven't opened up my Bible. I haven't read enough. I haven't fasted enough. I haven't prayed enough. I haven't been spiritual enough. I haven't walked right. My friends, he's inviting you. Where else can we get it right but in his presence? Don't wait to get it right to come to him. He's the one that makes it right. He's the one that's going to make you and I right. You have already been invited. Come as you are. Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weary, all who are laboring, all who have a heavy load upon their shoulders, everyone who's thirsty, everyone who hungers for truth, come unto me. I will satisfy your soul. I will give you a burden that's light. I will take away the ashes and give you beauty. I will give you a heart of a flesh that feels again, even though you feel like your heart is of stone and you can't feel what God feels. God will share his heart with you, and he invites you to come boldly into his presence. You have been invited. I have been invited. She felt comfortable in her palace. She said, what's that to me? And many of you and so could I sometimes relate with this sense of just feeling comfortable where we are, satisfied with past victories, satisfied with past experiences where we were into the presence of God. And yes, we used to go in and we used to experience his presence, but now it's been so long. I've grown comfortable. I've grown so used to my way of life. I think I'll just go about life as usual. God is calling you to something greater. God is calling me to something greater. He's saying, don't just be conformed to this world and to this age and to the inclinations of your flesh. I have something greater in store for you. We can call on him. If you're here and you don't feel faith enough to pray, he gives you faith. If you don't feel holiness, he gives you holiness. He's the giver of everything you need to enter into his presence. He's the one that extends his scepter and says, you're accepted in the beloved. Come as you are, and I will satisfy the longings of your heart. You may be fearful of entering the presence of the King. You may be satisfied with just sending your prayer request to a church that's going to pray for you. Like the people of Israel that said, Moses, you go up to the mountain. You go pray. I'm scared of the lightning. I'm scared of that thunder. I'm scared of the voice of God. My friends, his voice is tender. His voice can be loud, but his voice accomplishes what it has to accomplish in your life and in my life. His voice heals us. His voice restores us. His voice sets us on the right path, makes every crooked way straight. His voice is what makes the difference in our life. Don't avoid his voice. Jonah ran from the presence of God. Jonah wasn't running from just this sovereign omnipotence and omniscience and this power of God that's everywhere. He knew he was a prophet of God. He was running away from that sweet presence of God that would begin to deal with the issues of Jonah's heart. And sometimes we fear the presence of God because we know he's going to touch issues in our hearts that need to be touched. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We know he talks about forgiveness. We know. We hear it in the Lord's Prayer. Father, forgive me as I forgive others. And we say, oh, I don't want to go there. But where are you going to find the strength to forgive? Where are you going to find the strength to love even your enemies, but in the presence of the King? Jonah went through his experience and God got a hold of his life. Praise God. There were a people in the Gadarenes who came and saw what Jesus had done. The power of God came upon a demoniac and set him free. And they saw this man who they used to cringe and be scared of, this man that lived among the tombs and break every chain that they would put him in. And they saw him sitting down clothed and in his right mind. And you know, instead of bowing down at the presence of Jesus and saying, Lord, we love you. Lord, you're awesome. Lord, you're mighty. They said, get away from here. Get away from here. Scared of this Jesus that delivers. My friends, can I challenge you this evening? Can I challenge you wherever you are? If you're online, if you're listening to your text, your phone, your cell phone, if you're here tonight, my friends, he has invited you and he is good. He has invited me to come into his presence and he's ready to deal with every issue of my heart. We don't have to fear him. We go to surgeons and we say, do what you got to do, surgeon. We go to a doctor and we say, prescribe what you got to prescribe. Can we go to the King of Kings and let him do whatever he has to do in our life? Hallelujah. Could I just remind you that you and I have been invited into his presence because he loves us. His plans for us are good. He has all that we need. It's found in him. Don't be like those, like the lady who touched the hem of his garment and then headed on her way and wanted to just get out of it. And you send your prayer request and God answers. Don't go on your way. God has a plan for your life. Be like this person who sent in a text and says, you healed me, you touched me. Now what can I do for you? I'm coming into your presence. I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. He has a good plan for you. He's leading you to that. Oh, but I haven't seen him answer my prayer. I've been praying for this for so long. I haven't seen him answer it. My friends, he's doing something in your life. There's evidence of that. The very fact that you get into the secret closet of prayer, you close that door behind you, that's evidence that God is with you. God is drawing you to himself. It takes the power of God to get alone with God. There's so many distractions, so many things that would pull us this way and that. You get alone with God. That's the evidence you need to know that God is inviting you. And God is calling you to come boldly into his presence. He's leading you. He's leading you to a place even that may be more important than answering your immediate prayer request. I was asking God for a child when we were 8 years into marriage. And we had no children. And everybody starts putting pressure. You know, I'm a Puerto Rican. So people expect you to have children immediately. You know, the week after you get married, they're asking for, where's the kid? And it was 8 years we hadn't had a kid. But God, and I would pray the righteous prayers. You know, I would say, nevertheless, thy will be done, Lord. What you will, not my will. But it was here, but it wasn't here. And one day in prayer, just getting alone with God, all of a sudden it exploded. God brought that prayer from here to here, and I started jumping in my little closet. I started praising God, saying, God, I realize now that what you have for me is the best thing, is the best plan. If it's with children, if it's not with children, whatever it is, God, you have the best plan. And God brought me to that place of total surrender and victory and joy and peace to know that God was ordering my steps. And that very week, I found out that my wife was expecting that we were going to have our first child. But you see, God was bringing me to a place that I believe was the greater victory than just having a child. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying tonight. God is leading you to a good place, a good place, a place of faith, of trust, of victory. And it may come even before he answers your immediate prayer request. And lastly, he's inviting you. And this is not the King of Persia. This is the King of Kings. Therefore, every excuse has to bow its knee before the King of Kings. Every excuse, but God, I don't got it all together. Let it bow before the King of Kings. But God, I've been hurt so bad. I'm scared of being hurt again. I'm scared of you putting me in the place of ministry, in the place of dealing with other people. God, I'm terrified of that. Let that excuse bow down before the Almighty King of Kings. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Praise God. We're going to go to prayer tonight and we're going to believe. Now, I have a specific thing on my heart this evening. I was looking at it as our brother David was speaking. And there's so many people texting in from all over the world who, because of a past experience, have a hard time growing spiritually. And we're going to pray for freedom from these experiences. For example, somebody in New York, I've been saved 3 years. I need healing from past hurts, from rape, abandonment. I'm afraid to let God go there because it's very painful. Emmy, you don't have to be afraid. You let Jesus touch your life tonight. He's going to do something profound for you. That's a prayer request that came in at 7:37 this evening. Queens, New York, for Julian's salvation. It's a little boy, I guess he lost his arm when he was a little boy and has difficulty understanding that God cares. Please pray for healing for Soraya. Pray for her freedom from guilt and that she can know she's forgiven. A lot of people can't fully lay hold of God because they feel guilty about something that they did or was done to them. But remember that Jesus said, I came to set free those that are captivated and I came to heal those that have been bruised in heart. This is the reason he came. So we're going to believe God that this be revealed this evening. Another one says, pray for Juliet. Years of mental abuse and physical abuse. She's asking the Lord for freedom. From California, pray that Dorothy be delivered from panic attacks and extreme fear and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember now, remember, Dorothy, what the opening scripture was tonight, that how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Again, we go on. It says, in Canada, salvation for my husband and for strongholds to be broken in my life. Long Island, pray for me. I suffer terrible depression and fatigue, and I'm sick of being sick and tired. I can't take it anymore. Please pray. New Jersey, pray for me. I need help from God. Only God and his mighty power can bring me out of this hell I'm in. Please ask God to help and answer. We're going to do that for you tonight in New Jersey. Pray for my cousin. She's a 15-year-old girl. She's been through so much, including being sexually abused. That's from the Bronx, New York. Florida, please pray for me. I'm feeling dead while being alive for so many years, dealing with depression, anxiety, agoraphobia. That's the fear of crowds. I'm weak, and I'm in despair. New York, I feel God has abandoned me, and I'm at the moment out of work. I'm waiting, and as a result of a recent interview, please pray for me. I'm a single mother. California, please pray for the daughter of our friends. Their daughter set fire to the house while her parents were sleeping and her own children were asleep. Then she took her mother's car and rammed it against a freeway railing. We're going to believe God for victory. The devil's not going to win this one in California. Cape Town, South Africa, please pray that God would save my children and deliver them from drug abuse and set them free from bondage and give them a church to attend. New York City, I rededicated my life to Christ on the 23rd of March. That's just a few days ago. I need strength to move on from my past. I need deliverance from ungodly relationships, and I need an open heart to be able to receive. We're going to pray for you, Gabrielle, and believe that God will give you the victory you're seeking. Pray for Eric, New York. He's asking for freedom from homosexual lifestyle, drugs, fornication, hopelessness, and suicidal thoughts. He also needs a job. Syracuse, my husband lost his job, and now our car has died, and our health is getting bad. Everything in our life seems to be falling apart. Finland, I need help from Jesus. I'm deeply in sin. I've gone astray into another gospel, and I want to get back to faith in Jesus Christ. Elmhurst, New York, I've been asking God to change my heart, but it's still the same. I want to love people the way that Jesus does. I live with my unsaved boyfriend. Well, if you want God to answer your prayer, young lady, you need to get away from that unsaved boyfriend. And you can't have it both ways. You want God to change your heart. And I'm trusting that you know a little bit about the gospel, but you can't be in that kind of a situation. And the Lord will want to deal with that first before he gives you his love for people. And he's going to do that. I'm not trying to downplay your situation, but there are certain choices that we have to make if we want God to answer our prayer. Vancouver, Canada, pray for Justin. He became a Christian, but was badly betrayed by an assistant pastor who counseled him. He has a crack addiction. Montreal, Canada, please pray for Marie. She's involved in witchcraft, but told me that she would accept Christ as her Savior if he reveals himself. Well, we're going to believe for Marie that Christ is going to reveal herself. Ithaca, New York, God, deliver me of an eating disorder and the damage that has been done. It's bound me, and the fear, anxiety that I possess and lies about both God and myself. I want to love God, and I want to love myself. Belfast, Ireland, please pray for me. I've lost my home, my family, my job, and my friends. I'm in my middle 50s, and I don't know what to do. Please pray for me. In Levittown, New York, pray for my younger sister as she struggles with homosexuality, low self-esteem, and self-control issues. She had a very difficult childhood. You know, I thank God with all my heart that these people are reaching out now for prayer. And we're going to believe. I want you to know, those that are reaching out online and you're in some of situations that have been read and others like it, we are fasting and praying. Jesus himself talked about a young person that was being led by, I suppose, woundings and being driven by darkness. And he said to his disciples, this kind doesn't come out but by prayer and fasting. And we are praying and we are fasting. It means we go without solid food from midnight Monday night till the end of this prayer service tonight. And we do it to pray for you because we want to see you set free and believe, I believe with all my heart, that God does not disappoint those who call out to him. I want to ask you as much as you can to believe with us tonight as we pray for you and with you. And we're going to believe that Jesus Christ tonight is going to set you free. I expect to see your praise report on this website next week. I expect answers to prayer tonight. Almighty God does not call us to prayer so that he can simply turn a deaf ear to your pleas. No, he calls us to prayer because he's a God of the miraculous and he intends to do miracles tonight in your life. Now you believe as much as you can with us tonight. And you cry out any way you can. And you lift your hands and you lift your heart to God. And I believe that, as Jesus said, that prison door is going to open. That wound in your heart of the past is going to be healed. And you're going to walk out of this place as we pray right now. You're going to walk out of this place of captivity that has held you all of your life. You're going to understand that God loves you. You're going to understand that he has set you free. When you turn to him, you'll realize that he died to pay the price for your sin, not just to take you to heaven, but to give you freedom while you live on the earth as a testimony to his mercy and to his power. I'm going to ask Pastor Patrick, he's our youth pastor here at Times Square Church, to come and lead us in prayer. And one more time, if we could stand, and we're going to join together with 4 to 5 people in our immediate area. And stand in a circle together. You can join hands if you want to do that. If you're not comfortable with that, you don't have to do that. But lift up your voice tonight. For those who can't get through to God because of the woundings, the bruises, the captivities, the drugs, the pornography, everything that's gotten a hold of them, let's believe tonight for freedom. And after we pray, we're going to sing about freedom. We start with prayer. We finish with freedom. Pastor Patrick, come lead us in prayer. For freedom.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we lift our voices to you, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we have a God,
Jesus,
who is on the throne.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that we have a high priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. On the throne. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you in faith. We believe tonight because, Lord, of what you've done and where you are, Lord, you are seated above all these things. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, as we heard tonight, Lord, that you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities. You've experienced everything we've gone through. Lord, you know it all. You know the pain. Lord, you know everything that we've experienced, O God, the difficulties, the trials, the dark moments, O God, the moments of despair. Lord, you've known everything that we've gone through, but yet you overcame it all. You overcame it all, O God. And so, Lord, we come to you tonight because you've invited us to come boldly to your throne of grace, boldly to obtain mercy and help in our time of need. Lord, we lift up those that are online, God, that need freedom tonight, freedom from past woundings and hurts, freedoms, Lord Jesus, from darkness and despair, freedom, Lord, from things that have held them captive, freedom, Lord, from skeletons in their closet. We're believing you for freedom tonight, freedom in the name of Jesus, freedom. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. It is for freedom, Lord Jesus, that you came, Lord, to set us free. We thank you tonight that you know, Lord, every single person that is written in, Lord, that has sent in a prayer request. You know every need. You know every cry. You've heard every cry. God, you've read every prayer request. You know where we live. You are the omniscient God. You know all things, Lord. You know those things that we have voiced, and you know the things that we haven't voiced, oh God, tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, that you've made folks online aware, Lord, where they can come, Lord, to get answers to their prayers, that they can come to you. God, you made them aware of this prayer meeting. Lord, that you have a people that care. You have a body in this earth, Lord, that can hear from heaven, and Lord, that can storm, Lord Jesus, heaven, oh God, and get answers on their behalf. Lord, just like there's a Savior who is a mediator between God and man, you have a body, oh God, Lord, that is your hands, your mouthpiece, your feet, Lord. Lord, to this generation, to extend your love and your care and your concern to a generation, Lord God, that is despairing because of the darkness, Lord, and because of the captivities of things of their past, woundings of the past. Father, we lift them up to you tonight. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're hearing their cry even now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're invading cars and living rooms and offices. God, you're invading hospital rooms and prison cells tonight. Lord, in answer to prayers, oh God, to answer prayers. Father, we thank you that you love everyone. You are the Almighty God. There is nothing too difficult for you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're still the miracle worker. You're still the bondage breaker. Hallelujah. You're still the one that leads and guides. You're still the one that sets the captives free. You're still the one that dispels the clouds of darkness and despair and causes hope to arise in the hearts of those that trust and look to you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for what you're doing even now as we pray. Father, we glorify you, we honor you, and we exalt you. Father, we believe you for freedom. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord, for freedom from demonic strongholds. Freedom, Lord, from demonic strongholds, from the lies of the enemy. Freedom from the lies of the enemy. We thank you tonight. We exalt you over every circumstance and situation. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. We believe your report tonight. We believe that our God is greater. We believe that our God is mighty. We believe that our God is willing. We believe that our God, hallelujah, who sent his Son to die on a cross and raised him on the third day, is able. We believe you tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. And we bless you for the victory tonight. We bless you and we thank you for the answer tonight. We thank you, oh God, that you never turn a deaf ear to those that come to you and entrust their situations to you. You are the God of the impossible. For what is impossible with man is possible with God. We choose to praise you. We choose to worship you. We choose to offer you a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now give him a shout of praise. For we believe. We know the one in whom we believed, and we are persuaded. We are persuaded that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power of God that is at work within us. Glory to the Lamb of God. Now, Father, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory, the honor on this side of our Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we're believing you that you are going to drown our enemies in the sea. Lord, just like you did to Pharaoh's chariots and horsemen. We thank you for victory over the devil. In Jesus' name. Now give him a shout. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise God. Now, in this house, we start with prayer and we end with freedom. And so I want to encourage everybody who's online with us tonight. Firstly, don't forget to invite your friends to join with us next week. But tonight, as I've always told you, week after week, close your blinds so your neighbors don't think you've lost your mind. And stand up and sing with us, no more shackles, no more chains. No more bondage. I am free. Sing it from your heart tonight. Thank God. I want to encourage as many as can to go to the website and read the answers to prayer. There's a lot of them up there, and there's probably about 300 of them now. And read what God has been doing. And people submitting prayer requests for jobs, they're getting jobs within the next day or 2 days. And it's truly amazing what God is doing. Homes and marriages are being touched by the Lord. Relationships are being restored. The Lord is doing something profound. Thank God for the answers to prayer. And for those that are joining us online tonight, I want to thank you for being here with us. I want to encourage you to gather some of your friends and neighbors with you and join us live if you can to pray. And we're going to believe God with all of our hearts that this is going to be a special moment in history, that the Lord is gathering us to pray together and to believe Him. When all of the world seems bent on going in another direction, God has a people, and through His people, the name of Jesus Christ will still be glorified. Hallelujah. So thank you online for being with us this week. God bless you. We love you. So we'll turn the camera around now if we can. And I want everybody to wave goodbye to all of our friends around the world. God bless you. See you next week.